Notice what is said here, which is quite interesting. Verse 28, now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. No one at the table even suspected up to that time that Judas was the betrayer. Now will you notice verse 29? For some of them thought because Judas had the bag, he was the treasurer. And you always got to watch, friends, the fellas that handle the money. And that's true in church work. You keep your eye on the deacons, by the way. They handle the money. For some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. And at Passover season, they did that, you know. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and notice, it was night. And friends, it was eternal night. For Judas, it was the devil's day. And the devil's day is Egyptian darkness for any man. That's the reason that they have to have so many lights on Broadway and Hollywood Boulevard. Because on the devil's way, you gotta light it up, friends, because it's dark. Eternal night the man walked out into. Now, will you notice there's something else here, a new section now. Judas is gone. And our Lord now begins to talk to this man. And already at this time, sin is knocking at the door of the upper room, demanding its pound of flesh. Already the shadow of the cross has fallen over that little group in the upper room, and they're frightened. And now our Lord attempts to lift these men from the low plane to the high plane, from the here and now to the hereafter, from the material to the eternal, from that which is secular to that which is spiritual. And as he does, we're going to see he's interrupted, and that'll move us right into chapter 14. Actually, I think that chapter 14 begins right here. Now, will you notice verse 31? Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. You see, the Lord Jesus now is moving into the spiritual realm. The Son of Man's going to be glorified, and Christ was glorified, friends, in his death and resurrection. We need to recognize that. Now if God be glorified him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him.